Case number 12783, Michael and Robin Mooney seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Pine Needle Drive within the Pine Crest Terrace subdivision. The 911 address is 30319 Pine Needle Drive in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 109. The board may remember we left this record open from the January 23rd meeting for the submission of a site plan. We received that on the 24th, and I have made note of the following variances they'll be seeking is a 4.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed deck, a 10.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed dwelling, a 15-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed steps and landing, a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed dwelling, and a proposed deck. And I think that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, where did we leave this at?
So this one was left open at the last hearing for the applicant to submit a site plan, and it was that was submitted. We have a site plan now that is dated February the 20th, 2023. I believe that was submitted prior to the hearing as the board requested. It was left open for comments and a hearing on the new site plan only. My records also indicate that I believe Dr. Carson, I think you had recused yourself in this one at the first hearing. My notes are correct.
I think he had to step out and take a phone call.
He had to step out.
Okay. But, well, I guess then that begs question. Have you looked at the record and would you be prepared to participate?
I actually, yes.
Okay. Very good.
So, Mr. Sharp, just go through it like we normally do?
Yep. At this point, we'll ask for the applicant to come in. The board may have questions of the applicant about the site plan.
For case 12783, is the applicant present? You can come forward.
Good evening, everybody.
Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael J. Mooney, 1721 Gunning Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Gentlemen, questions? Mr. Sharp?
A couple. My recollection was that you testified this is a house on stilts.
It's going to be built on stilts, correct.
How many floors above that?
It'll be two. Yeah, and I forget what the height zoning is in Ocean View at this point, or Sussex County, but it was going to be underneath pilings and then two floors above that, yes.
And you got room for parking underneath the house?
Yes, absolutely. And the one thing that, I mean, if I could point out, The neighbors, if you're looking at this new site plan that Foresight did, it's actually set back 3 or 4 feet beyond the 30-foot setback. So the one of the things that, you know, the theory was, well, I could have gone 15 feet in front of that side of the property, and now it's like within line of all those houses down on the block with a little bit of a setback now too. So hopefully this makes it a little different perspective, not just a blanket 15-foot variance. Yeah, like I could go in front of them 15 feet and that would obstruct their view, but now it's in fact with the way this we're drawing, it's like a few feet behind them, so they'll still have that view, if you will, of the water that way. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was their major concern. And, you know, Rick and his wife, Rick said, as soon as he found that out, he had no objections. They just thought we were going to go build in front of that, you know, on that side of the property. And that wasn't the intention at all.
I appreciate you doing this, and because now we're nowhere, we're kind of, I think the comment I made was, mm-hmm. you know, we're proposing. This is much better. Have you shown your neighbors this site plan?
I just came down yesterday.
Okay, so you haven't had a discussion with
them? Yeah, I mean, I can call them and text them it, and I have no problem. So, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to do this and come back. I really do. It's a big endeavor. You know, I'm not going to do it more than once.
I understand. You did what you said you were going to do.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No.
Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood, I think that the calculations that you have, there might be a couple that were missing. Because I see a deck on the south side that needs a variance also. I think there might be a couple points there, because I notice on the kind of little cutouts there, like the house in the front yard there behind the steps and landing, we may need to calculate those. So I don't know that it matters as much for the board, because any motion could be based on the variances needed from the site plan, but from a, you know, staffing perspective, we'll need to have that calculated.
Yeah, I did not do those.
But we, like, just to hear you correctly, we could still approve this based on the site plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we would look at it and say whatever variances are needed based on the site plan dated February the 20th. It's a little weird because of the arc, and there's some kind of cutouts there that I think we're going to have to just hone down to make sure we have the right variances referenced.
You didn't know you had such a difficult lot, did you?
Well, you know, nothing's easy, I guess. So,
you good?
That's all I have. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Any other questions? You can have a seat.
All right. Thank you.
Do I need to stay or?
Just have a seat right now.
Sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. We're not quite done yet.
All right.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12783 from Michael and Robin Mooney?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller. Caller, please state your name and address before making your comment.
My name is Jody McLaughlin, and my address is 303-7 Pineview Drive,
Ms. McLaughlin, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, the floor is yours.
I have just called in because I was present at the first meeting, and I have had a chance to look at the site plan. It looks as though it's exactly what we all discussed. So I would say that my husband and I are in agreement with it. I do, though, have a couple questions for the board. So I wasn't sure, but Mr. Honey did say that there's going to be two floors. So I do have a question about that. Is there any way that the frontage of the second and third floor, not just the footprint of the piling, but the actual residence, the building itself, could deviate from this plan?
So, ma'am, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. We will. If the board were so inclined to approve this, the structure would have to be no closer to the front property line than what is shown. So whatever he was to construct would have to meet those setbacks.
Okay. And built out on a second or third floor, no desk or anything like that.
Well, that what we have here is a, and you've seen it as well, it appears, the site plan. If he were, if the applicant were to build out further into the front yard setback with any type of structure, he would have to come to the board for a variance.
Okay, thank you.
And that's assuming the board were to approve this.
I'm sorry.
That's assuming the board were to approve this application as presented.
Okay. All right, thank you. And so then my other question is, once this site is approved, how is it enforced going forward after planning and zoning? If there should be an issue once the pilings are being set or anything with the location of the building, who would we notify?
You could notify the planning and zoning department. Typically, these are inspected by the building and building department, and they inspect those at different points in the building process to verify that there are no setback issues.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And just to confirm, you have no objection to the variances now that are proposed by Mr. and Mrs. Mooney?
No. I think it looks great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Operator, is anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12783 for Michael and Robin Mooney?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, nobody has currently indicated.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12783 for Michael and Robin Mooney and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12783 for Michael and Robin Rooney for the variances requested on this latest site plan. Pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearings and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to the cul-de-sac, which exists only on paper. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved, sir. Next case.